Name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, we ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon us so that we might be attentive to your action in our midst, that like the Vietnamese martyrs whom we honor today, we might be good witnesses to your presence in our world. We pray also for all of the people preparing for the celebration of Thanksgiving. We pray for safety and peace in our world. Make our prayer as always through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Your Excellency, and thank you for being with us here this evening. So I'm going to first share a little bit about what the format will be for this. Again, this is the opportunities in the military environment. And this is the second part of a two-part series that we are sharing data and information. You may have yourself participated in the survey, or perhaps you saw that on our social media or an email from one of us here at the Archdiocese for Military Services. And we got to hear from you on what opportunities, joys, challenges, struggles you experienced being Catholic in the military. So this one will go over those opportunities and joys. We will have the presentation that I will share that data. And for this one, we are also going to have a military young adult, Noreen Domingo, also share what she's experienced, the positive experiences she's had being Catholic in the military. And then we will go into personal reflection time. And then we will also do small groups. So we'll break out. And then we have a series of questions. I'll make sure that I put them here in the chat. And then we will do a large group wrap up. I have several colleagues with me here today as well, Mark, Margaret, and Michelle. So as you saw, Meg is another host here. So if you have any questions, feel free to put them in the chat. Or you can also send them privately to one of them. So I will go ahead and begin just to share a brief recap of what we went over last time, just the demographics. Some of it is gonna be helpful for the context, maybe some of those who haven't heard what the challenges were in the military. We also covered demographics. So I'm gonna go over that quickly. The military survey that we did, we shared it on social media, we shared it through our email distribution lists, and a lot of people shared it with their friends, family, individually as well. So we overall had 115 individuals participate in the survey. Majority of the respondents, 70%, identified as young adults and being active or engaged in the Catholic faith. 15.7% considered themselves inactive Catholics. So perhaps not going to mass or I'm just not identifying as someone involved. Approximately 31.3% of the respondents were between the ages of 18 and 29, while 62.6% were between the ages of 30 and 39. 39.1 were Air Force, 35.7 were Army, 15.7 were Navy, 3.5 were Marine Corps, 4.3% were Coast Guard. And this was both the service member and the active duty member themselves. And then finally, we had 37.4 who were actually active duty military. We had 47.8 who were active duty military spouses, and then we had 7% who were reserve or guard. And the other final thing that I want to make sure that we talk about here that we had in the last webinar was, what three words would you use to describe your experience of the Catholic Church in the military? This was one of the questions that we had, and it was open-ended. So we gathered together all the different words, and the four words, I would lump them, four words that came out were community, challenging, supportive, and difficult. I thought that was important to share in the opportunities in the military environment, because community and supportive seem to be things that I would relate to, correlate to opportunities that military Catholics have. So that was just a quick recap of what we had in our last webinar, and just consider that as we go into our discussion later in this time. So the first question that we had from the survey relating to opportunities in being Catholic in the military the question was, in what ways do you grow in your Catholic faith? And this was something that we allowed them to select multiple answer choices, and we had 5 answer choices. So I'll just share with you what those choices were, and then share how participants shared if that's something that grows and helps them grow in their faith. So going to Mass was the largest, that was the highest number of people who selected that, said that going to Mass is a way in which they grow in their faith. So 88.7% of participants said that Mass is a way that helps them grow in the faith. And then right below that, personal prayer was another way in which Catholics say that they grew in the faith. 81% after that, confession is 69.5%. And then about half of participants said small group studies, like a Bible study or faith formation, help them grow in the faith. And then being a part of a church ministry was also at about 50%. So the top two there are going to Mass and personal prayer are ways in which that Catholics in the military grow in the faith. So another one that we had was, where do you find the most joy in your life? And we had several options for that one. Again, this was one of those that you could select more than one answer. So the top one here was family life, had 87.5% of participants said that family life is what really brings them joy in their day-to-day lives. And then following that, spending time with friends was at 55.7%. And then we had about 3 that were around the same, 31 and 35% selected physical activity, volunteering in the community, and church ministries that they're a part of. We had another option of their one's job that helps them or brings them joy in their life. And then several other, we also had the option to select other. And there were a couple of different things that came out in that. People mentioned Mass specifically, prayer, supporting charitable organizations, private prayer. Those were things that were being distinguished within the other. And then the final question that I have here is the final question was, what do you enjoy about your experience with the military? And most people said that we had about 5 or 6 that were kind of at the top in how there were varying responses, but of those responses, the categories that they fell under were the one that had the most was people share that actually the other people that they serve with is what they enjoy most about their military experience. And then others said community. And I said that, I made a distinction between those two because it was a difference between, you would hear participants talk about their chapel communities, or maybe they would just say the community where they were stationed, And so there wasn't really a distinction being made between maybe it was the civilian community that they were a part of. Some folks said it was their chapel community or their neighbors, but then others, the top one, which was people, a lot of the time that they were talking about their coworkers, so their fellow military members were something that they really enjoyed about their military experience. And then the other four after that, what came after that was meeting and connecting with new people. So a lot of people really enjoyed the idea that when they move to a new place, they get to meet a lot of new folks. There is a diversity present among the people serving in the military. And this also allows them to be introduced to different cultures. The next one after that was travel. People genuinely just enjoy that military provides an opportunity to see new places. But also being able to live in different places. And even as I'm saying that, the one right after that was exploring new places. But I think the travel part was being able to kind of go to a lot of different countries, but exploring new places was associated with where one was stationed. So if you're out there and you've maybe perhaps lived in a couple of different places, being in the military, you can understand some of those distinctions there. And then diversity was a word that was used often in these. And it was specifically something that people mentioned that they really thought they benefited from in their military service. So that was the final question that I have here. And I'm going to now turn this over to Noreen, and I'm going to make sure that she's here with us. I see her here. And before we go over to Noreen, I'd just like to share, I'll share a little bit about who she is. I've spotlighted her, so hopefully you see her here in the Zoom. If not, if you are in gallery view, I would switch it to speaker view and you should be able to see Noreen. Noreen will share her witness. So I'll share who she is. Noreen Domingo is a 2018 graduate of the United States Naval Academy. Upon commissioning, she joined the surface warfare community and was stationed in San Diego, a part of USS Gabriel Gifford's LCS-10, and served as the first lieutenant. She currently works at ComNav Surface Division 11. In 2018, she founded Kappa Delta Society with Notre Dame graduate and former Navy pilot David Murphy. The group works to live up to their namesake, Father Capodanno, by providing resources and community to military Catholics, their families, and friends in order to concurrently achieve vocational and spiritual excellence. She is an active member of the St. Bridget's Young Adult Community in Pacific Beach, San Diego. And you can typically find her hosting a community event, surfing, or playing beach volleyball with her friends. So without further ado, Noreen, thank you for joining us. Please share as you'd like.
Yes, thanks, Casey. Hi, everyone. Is my audio working this time? Perfect. Great. I was saying, hi, I'm coming from San Diego. I'm really happy to see some familiar faces from throughout the years through Kappa Delta Society and also just my time at the Naval Academy. So I'm glad I see some old faces and some new ones. So I'm really excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to see the Archbishop is here. Nice to see you. So Casey, you asked me to just share some positive experiences as a military Catholic. And I'm really grateful that you mentioned the data that you did. I think that'll really tie into like what my experience was and is as a commissioned officer. So I'll just begin that, like Casey mentioned, I'm a 2018 grad of the United States Naval Academy. And thankfully, while I was there, we had a very strong Catholic midshipman presence. thankfully through the other midshipmen and also through Focus. And so I'd say the last 2 years of my time at Navy, I really got more heavily involved. And through that, through their authentic friendship and just going to things like SLS, like the Focus conferences or SEEK, I felt I was very primed to be a lay leader on board. And so going in to the fleet as a recent grad, I thought that I would have this amazing evangelization on the ship. I thought I was going to have these awesome like lay leader services. I just have an open door policy with all the sailors, like, oh yeah, just come in, like we can talk about Catholic things. And I soon found out that's not what it's going to be like. And it was interesting because most people just want to maybe talk about work, what's going on with their lives, like not necessarily want to talk about faith blatantly. And that's kind of where I learned that that's where my role is. Like, I let it be known that I'm Catholic. I let it be known that I was a lay leader, but I never really forced things on people. I wasn't trying to evangelize on board. I was just there to listen. And I think that's how, that was my first experience as a military Catholic, was being on board and being open and showing our love through, showing Christianity to others, like through my love to everyone on board. And so soon people were coming up to me talking about, okay, so like, what are your thoughts on abortion? What are your thoughts on how people find God, X, Y, and Z? And that became the first notable experience I had. And I was really grateful for that. And because of that, and because I stood my ground, I knew that people respected my point of view, and they also weren't there to like try to convince me otherwise. And I think that that's how most people are. They're not going to try to tell you like, oh, hey, you're wrong for thinking that, or you should see it this way. So I was really grateful to experience being Catholic on board in such a way that we were able to foster discussions. And then also when it also made me more approachable as an officer. I remember one time I had a senior enlisted leader come into my room. I honestly thought I was in trouble. But instead, she just wanted to talk to me about what's going on in her life. And it was really beautiful because I was like really able to talk to someone through their struggles and just be a lending ear. And then going forward to that, I soon realized that my idea of what I was going to be as a lay leader was not what happened of like me having a big evangelization on board. Because honestly, my lay leader services were audiences of one, and that was myself. And so that was also interesting, just because everyone is so focused on working on board when we're underway that it's almost silly that we even had a lay leader service. And I'd have to go to like the planning meetings to like, hey, make sure we have lay leader services, just because that was on no one's radar. And so that was that. On ship. But I kind of want to turn the tide a little bit, because where I did find the best opportunities was not where I thought I was going to find them. And so like Casey mentioned, my friend David and I call him Deej, my friend Deej and I, we started the Capadonna Society at St. Bridget's, and that was born out of a pilgrimage that him and I did. I just had all these questions as an ensign. He was an LT at the time. And I was like, Deej, what happens when I go to Thailand and it's deployment and everyone wants to go to like the bars, or like everyone wants to go to a strip club, everyone wants to do X, Y, and Z. Like, what do I do? How do I stand my ground without looking lame and like ostracizing myself? And pretty much that's how Capadonna Society was born. He said, what if we made a group where people in the military who are Catholic can go to this parish, can go to this group, and they get the whole lay of the land. They find the parish for them. They can find a mentor, a mentee, et cetera, et cetera. They find out where the young adults groups are. Like, we can make this and make this one-time shot. And we're like, perfect, let's do it. So we make the group. We make Capadonna Society for the purpose of iron sharpens iron. And so that was the goal. That was the original goal. And it was for the purpose of finding that fellowship so that we can be stronger Catholics on board, so we can be more effective lay leaders, so we can be just more bold in the faith. And that's where it started. And as all things go, as you continue to discern, or as I continue to discern, as I continue to learn about what the needs are of the military Catholic community, it then became the mission you heard Casey say, which was, we want to provide community and resources to military Catholics and their families and friends to achieve vocational and spiritual excellence so that we can be well-formed Catholics, so we can be given the opportunity to be the best officer, be the best senior enlisted leader, be the best junior sailor, and even be the best spouse, be the best friend possible to an active duty service member or a veteran. And so that's really where I found my stride as a military Catholic, because now I'm actually no longer on board. I'm on shore now, but that's really found my stride. And I found my stride there because I was able to meet more people outside of my command. And I never saw that coming. I never saw that. I always thought my job as a Catholic in the military was to be a military Catholic at my command. I never knew that there would be an opportunity to reach other military Catholics who are even in different services on different bases and create a community with them and create a fellowship outside so that we can go back to our commands and be the best Catholic. And also to serve their children. Like, so I'd meet people's children. I'm like, well, your vocation is just to be a child. Like, how are you getting the resources to be a child? I mean, of course the parents, but like also like as community leader, I can provide events where all the children can come together and go in a polar plunge and learn about Lent, which is what we did. We had a polar plunge to teach them about asceticism. And so that was great. Or, you know, like having the spouses get together to talk about what it's going to be like to have your loved one go off on deployment for the first time. And how are you going to maintain the household? Or having a speaker come in and talk about career transition, because there's so many of us who are getting out of the service, and how are they going to handle that period of their lives? How are they going to handle that? And we're called to so many different vocations that that's our new focus now, is that we want to provide that community. And so on top of that, like I said earlier, I really like how Casey mentioned the different activities that military Catholics engage in order to be, in order to be closer to the faith. And so that's something I've also looked into, because I had to think, okay, what is a military Catholic going to go to when on their off time to another military thing? Like, what are they going to actually want to go to? Like, and so I had to look into it. So that's why we also made the type of polar plunge, because believe it or not, the polar plunge was mainly attended by young adults. And so that was something they're interested. Like, yeah, polar plunge, let's go. Like, I'll go to that. Or maybe coming up with different fellowship events, seeing what people are really into. So that's been a great joy, is to get to know the different members in San Diego who are not at my command or who are not even in the Navy. We have people who are in love with exercising. So we have exercising days. Like, okay, so you're going to get out there. Or maybe we talk about health and wellness. And so making sure we have surfing days so that we can incorporate an active lifestyle into people who maybe are suffering with PTSD or depression. And the most surprising of it all was that this has also been a really great way of creating civil military relations, because since San Diego is such a big Navy and civilian town, we've been able to invite a lot of our civilian friends to the different events where they learn more about what it is to be in the military, so that when one of us is saying, oh yeah, we're going on an underway for 2 months, they understand we're not going on deployment, we're going on a training and we'll be back. But it really helps us create a community where people are more understood. People are not left on the back burner when they go off on deployment and kind of forgotten, which I've seen people experience. And so it's just been a really great way to get to know the entirety of the military Catholic community. So not just fellow service members, but also the veterans, the spouses, the friends, the kids. And then on top of that, a great way for the civilian community and the military community to come together. And just a really great way for us to always stay involved and connected. That I honestly, if you had told me I was going to do this at the Naval Academy, I may have believed you, but I probably would have laughed. Like, that's a lot to do for one person. But thankfully, between Deej and I, we've been able to create this amazing community outside of our respective commands, but definitely at the heart of so many service members' lives. And it's just been a great blessing. And I think it's a really great way to not only have a positive positive experience in my own life, but it's something I can see is taking or making a positive experience in other people's lives through our community that we meet. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Thank you.
Thank you, Noreen. Thank you for sharing that. And she didn't mention it, but I will hear in Capadona, or maybe I can just briefly ask you, Capadona Society has expanded a little bit to Okinawa. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, yes. So thankfully, through the Capadona Society and through my time at the Naval Academy, we've had a lot of great, I've made a lot of great connections. And as I tell people about Capadona Society, I have friends who say, well, I want one. I want to make a Capadona Society where I'm at. And so we are in the process of making one in Okinawa, and then also in the process of making one in Jacksonville. And so, yes. And then also Pensacola. Pensacola is new. And so we're making them in these different places. And I forgot to mention as well, like through Evangelical Catholic and through AMS, we're doing quads, which is we're making these small groups for people to intentionally meet together for a year. And that's also another way that we're expanding Capadona Society. And also through Casey, making the young adult, the how to make a group, make a young adult group. So yeah, so even if it's not officially a Cap Society chapter, there are people who are like now making more intentional groups wherever they're at. So it's been really great and definitely been blessed by the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Oh, and also, sorry, and also having collaborations with other Catholic ministries and Catholic companies who are reaching out to see, oh, can we be a part of this? How can we be a resource? Or maybe I'm reaching out to them and next thing you know, we have a partnership. So yeah, it's been really, really helpful and blessed.
Thank you, Noreen. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for your time, and thank you for answering the Lord in a really very unique way, and using your gifts and just your witness to the faith to be able to build community where you are.
Thanks, Keith.
So this is the end of our presentation part, and we will now, I'm going to share my screen very quickly just to share with you what we're going to do next. So as I mentioned, we're going to go into small group here shortly, but we're going to allow for 3 minutes of personal reflection before we break out into small groups, and we'll have two small groups. And so here are the questions here, share a brief introduction just to get to know one another. And then the three questions that I'd like you to explore, we'll have 15 minutes in our small group, is what in your life is bringing you joy right now? And did you hear anything today that resonates with you, with your military experience? And if so, please share. And then finally, what do you wish you could bring to your community that you've heard, that you heard from today's presentation? I'm going to add some music for our 3 minutes of personal reflection, but I'll also put these questions in the chat so you can have them, but please use that time just to spend time listening to the Lord speak to your heart, or just whatever kind of reflection that you would like to encounter here in this time. So I'm going to bring that up here shortly. And this will give us 3 minutes. So give me one more moment.
Thank you.
Okay. We will now go into our breakout rooms. Meg and Mark are going to be facilitating our groups with us. You can see also in the chat, Meg has shared the questions for reflection. So even when you enter into your breakout rooms, those questions should still be there in the chat, so you can have them for reference. And I'm going to put us into breakout rooms now. Meg, I think that you might have to do it. I don't have that option right now, sorry. Oh, thank you. You made me host. Thank you so much. Perfect.